This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resilient country or what? Tropical storm Elsa killed one person in Florida, hurt 10 at a Georgia base, but is, you know, weakened, but is still out there hovering. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. And, of course, we start with Mother Nature and the wicked curveballs. Red carpet is out for those who are new and those of you who know how we roll. Thanks for hanging around with us. So here's what's going on with Elsa, because you always want to know about the weather. I mentioned what happened in Florida and, of course, in Georgia. This was a Navy base in southeast Georgia. You know, it's the winds. We know this, right? So if the winds weaken, one thing. You get up to that 50, 60 or more, forget about it. So Elsa pushes over South Carolina and North Carolina, and it's the mid-Atlantic states that are getting slammed at this point, and the northeastern United States, of course, hitting it on Friday. So it's that strengthening, not, and then weakening, strengthening, weakening, that kind of thing. So that's why they got to throw up the storm warming. Warnings, rather. So, like the Great Egg Inlet in New Jersey, to Sandy Hook, to Long Island, East Rockaway, etc. All those places had to put a warning in effect for New Haven, Connecticut. I know people are listening to us in that area. It's interesting because Elsa really seemed like it was going to slam into Florida, like nobody's business, like knocking down a couple of strikes in a row on a bowling alley when, you know, somebody just rolls, slams that ball down there. That's what it, in my mind, I was visualizing, ooh, yikes, because a family there especially, but it did seem to spare Florida from significant damage, but it had downpours, it caused tornado warnings, and of course you have to prepare for that. Jacksonville got hit the worst. I said this in a previous show. One person was killed, a tree fell on two cars, and it was those gusts of wind, 50 miles an hour plus, and it's this is what it is. The weather, my friends, we know this, right, is unpredictable, and especially hurricane season. And so when it comes in, it might just miss you. You look at the track, and then it veers. It wobbles, as the governor in Florida said. It wobbled, and it wobbled and really helped some people that it wobbled. You just don't know. And when you see it and you look at it on the radar, you just think, boy, get out of the way of this crazy cloud, because it's huge when you see it in the atmosphere, just absolutely huge. All right, speaking of a cloud of a different sort over Tokyo. Tokyo is banning the Olympic spectators because of this COVID-19 emergency. Initially, it was like, wow, we're going to have, you know, 10,000 people, 50% at some of these venues, but now it's going to take place without spectators in Tokyo. As widely expected, it was just a big turnabout. The organizers were hoping to hold this, the big sporting showpiece, is described in one thing that I read, with some spectators, but now the games, which roll out July 23rd to August 8th, that pomp and circumstance will be on tube. It won't be a public spectacle. There's just no way, because they've got the Delta COVID-19 variant spreading. So there's a wave of these infections, more hospitalizations. I mean, you do the math, right? I mean, that's it. So if the medical experts are saying, yeah, it's just too risky, that they can't do it. That they absolutely wanted to do it, but they can't do it. And, you know, Japan hasn't suffered the kind of explosive outbreaks that we've seen in other countries like India. But they've still had 810,000 cases and close to 15,000 deaths, and the IOC and the government, etc., looking at these last minute preparations and what it could turn into. It was just too risky. It was just too risky to take a chance that, you know, Why are we doing this? It just doesn't make any sense to do that. So they're not doing it. But I'll tell you what, you know, usually when you, it's eeny, meeny, miny, moe, when you get to host an Olympics, the first thing you're thinking of is a lot of people get to see the, what your country has to offer and what the venues are like. And you lose money because of the tickets and the people that go and see it. But yeah, not, happening. And I'm not surprised. After canceling last year, I thought, this is crazy. They go this far and it's, they don't want it. I get it. But there could be so much blowback from that. If something happens, so much blowback. All right, here's something to mark on your calendar. I'm not getting paid to say this, but I have to say I'm a fry nut. I try so hard to stay away from French fries because, you know, we want you to eat a couple. You keep eating them, keep eating them. But McDonald's decided to, this is the era of clever advertising. McDonald's is renaming a popular deal to celebrate the nationwide launch of their, what they're calling their loyalty program, because it's all about that now, right? You have to have an app, you have to sign up for things. But they changed July 13th from National French Fry Day, or World Famous Fan Day, that kind of thing. And they're going to ring it in with free fries for members, you ready for this, of My McDonald's Rewards Program. So if you have that, you can get your free fries. This is what's cool, though. They're hosting a World Famous Fan Contest. And check this out. Boy, it's all about giving out money now, right? 66 fans will win 1 million My McDonald's reward points, and one fan will win free fries for life. Oh, that would be a catastrophe for me. I would turn into a French fry. You know, if you get that prize, though, if you get fries for life, it's valued at like $20,000. So you could walk into any McDonald's anywhere. Give me my fries. I mean, I think it's brilliant. It's a brilliant strategy anyway. But for me, oh, that could just be awful. If I could walk in and have a free fries at any point. Yikes. Oof. And then sadly, you know, in Haiti, the question is, who's next? It was chaotic. It's awful what happened with President Moisi. There was a gunfight, apparently. The cops picked up four suspects. We've talked about that. They grabbed two others. They freed three officers that were being held hostage, and they vowed to find all the people responsible for this pre-dawn raid on President Moisi's home. He was shot to death, his wife critically wounded. They flew her to Miami, and now it's a question of, they're trying to find the mercenaries, but this has already happened, so it's a question of who takes over next in Haiti. And they've had problems. You think of the pandemic, inflation, gang violence, it's just spiraled because food and fuel got scarcer. Where, you know, look, 60% of Haitians, think about this statistic, 60% of Haitians earn less than $2 a day. The dire situation, because they're still trying to recover from the 2010 earthquake and Hurricane Matthew in 2016, political upheaval, and then you throw in, you know, the problem of the pandemic, and how does that hit Haiti, and what does that mean? So it's significant to watch what's going on there, and as to who will step in next into Moisi's position as president, and will they round up those that were trying to switch the regime, obviously. We Can Count, coming up next.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Time for a little We Can Count. It's all about the numbers. Look around you, people. There's numbers everywhere. This is a big number. Are you shocked by this, that people don't want to work jobs that they don't feel happy about working? So U.S. job openings hit a record 9.2 million. Businesses can't find enough workers to fill them. There's like massive incentives. If you're looking for a job, this is a great time to look for a job because of the incentives. And depending on what field you're in, the kind of deal that you could work out. But job openings in the U.S. rose slightly in May to 9.21 million because there's an insatiable, crazy demand for labor because the economy opened. That's what's different. Businesses are scrambling, trying to keep up with it. I think I told the story that I was in a restaurant, a diner, with my friends, and more people came in, and I felt so bad for the waiter. I almost wanted to help him. He was the only one there, and he probably had 20 tables that he had to wait on. It just kept growing, the people coming in, and he kept apologizing, but they didn't have enough staff. So the number of available jobs has set a record for 3 straight months. Job openings had fallen to 4.6 million last year, but that was after the pandemic shut down most of the economy. Now you have this up arrow, and the competition for workers really gives the job seeker, for the first time that I can remember in a long time, the upper hand. When you have 4 million people quitting 2 months ago to take better, high-paying jobs, you have the upper hand. Companies can't hire enough new workers to keep up with customer demand, and veteran employees are often being poached by rivals offering better pay. So it's retaining and getting good talent is tougher and tougher and tougher. That's one of the things that I talk about when I give speeches. And this has been something that's been going on for a while, but the pandemic really, really made it soar. So as a result, it is the person who wants the job that really, again, has the upper hand. Companies have these labor shortages, and how do they deal with the labor shortages? The more work gets dumped on to the few people they have, and often, especially if it's in the hospitality industry, that's really tough to not have enough people to go around. Think about it, a big hotel, a huge restaurant, retail, all of that, because so much of it was effective. If they made it, then it was a question of how do we restock our employees, not just our shelves, but because you also have the problem in some cases with product of the supply chain breaking down. It's the pandemic that just keeps on giving, right? All right, this one to me is not shocking, but it's something to take. It's something that I had a link to that somebody sent to me, and it's something to take stock of, because I can fall into this category, and I have fallen into this category, and maybe some of you have too. You know, how long can you go without sleep, and how many nights in a row, and when does it add up? You know, it used to be that we would say, oh, we'll catch up, but you can't really catch up on sleep. I remember hearing this story. Arianna Huffington wrote her book about sleep and saying that it was like a badge of honor. She would go to a breakfast and somebody would say, well, I got up and I played racquetball and I did 15 other things, and it's, you know, I got up at 4:30 in the morning and had basically 5 hours of sleep, if that. So the University of Southern Florida, they're saying that sleep loss catches up with you. Researchers are saying it takes 3 consecutive nights of sleep loss to experience what they call a great deterioration in mental and physical well-being. What do they describe? This is what's wild. A poor night's sleep is defined as any evening where you slept less than 6 to 8 hours. Think about that. Are you getting that much sleep? And they report that the largest jump in symptoms materialized after a single night of inadequate sleep. So from there, both mental and physical problems got worse before peaking around day 3 of poor sleep. So by around the 72-hour mark, most people's bodies appear to get used to and adapt kind of a degree of sleep deprivation. And it's what I said. Most people think you can get that sleep debt back on the weekends and be more productive on the weekends. But this professor at the School of Aging Studies at the University of South Florida put out a press release and said the results show that having just one night of sleep loss can impair your daily function. Oh, I believe it. Right. I always think when I run into someone who normally is pretty friendly and they seem grouchy, I think, oh, there's no way they're not getting that. They're not getting that 6 hours sleep. And you think 6 hours sleep? Gosh, that seems like it would be easy to get it. But what if you're toss and turn, right? You're not getting the 6 hours. That, you know, that's what it is. This story is so sad. You know, one of my favorite animals in the zoo, besides the giraffe, when I would go to zoos as a kid, was the bears. And of course, they weren't grizzly bears, but a grizzly bear pulled a woman from her tent in a small Montana town in the middle of the night and killed her before fellow campers could use bear spray to force them out of the area. So this 65-year-old woman was on a long-distance biking trip, stopped in the western Montana town of Ovando, I hope I'm saying that right, when she was killed earlier this week. I briefly mentioned it. Now they have more details about it. And she was killed on the bear's second visit to the site where she and the two bicyclists were camping near the post office. So they probably figured they were pretty safe. This was a 400-pound grizzly. And I guess it woke up the campers about 3 a.m. They took the food out of their tent, secured it, went back to sleep. Ugh. And surveillance video from a business in town showed the bear about a block from the post office 15 minutes later. And then the 911 call they got, and boy, just awful. Now, they do say, and this is what is also so sad, I mean, but this is what you have to do. This is the life cycle. The bear is going to be killed if it's found. I mean, that's what Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, that's what they say. And they've got the DNA of the bear, and they're going to compare it when if they're able to trap it. And, wow, how sad is this? I mean, this was a woman who was adventuresome, and she was doing all kinds of stuff like the biking. And I guess she had taken another bike trip, a long distance bike trip, and was accompanied by a sister and a friend. So, you know, 911, they called as soon as they could, but just could not get there, of course, soon enough, because you have a giant grizzly, you have no chance. I mean, if you're half asleep, you know, how important is that bear spray? But also, it kind of makes me wonder about people who like to camp, and I know a lot of people like that, and feel, you know, pretty safe, and they don't want anything to happen with wildlife, and they want to see it and all that stuff. But the bears, and yes, it's only been a handful of cases, but the bears, it's their territory, and you're in their territory, and how do you protect that, right? It seems like we're bouncing around COVID, and that's the life, right, of cases being reported, of what's going on with the Delta variant. And after months of steady declines, infections, coronavirus infections, I guess, are on the rise. I just checked these numbers today in California. They're struggling with the slowing of the daily vax rates and the spread of the Delta variant. So it's too soon to say whether the upticks are a trend or it's just a weird, wonky blip, or, you know, what it is. And there's so many arguments about this, but overall levels of coronavirus cases and hospitalizations are historically low. And California has one of the highest vaccination rates in the nation. So in Los Angeles and San Diego counties over the past half year, 99.8% of the people who died from COVID-19 had not been vaccinated. That's what they're saying, because they have the numbers of the people who are coming in and the people who are there. And I know it's just so tricky. I mean, you know, I'm opening this up to thoughts on being vaccinated and do you feel safer or not being vaccinated. You can send me those, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Okay, on the lighter side, are you surprised by this? We got to bring back our joke a week segment. It's where comedians try to teach me to tell better jokes. Maybe as a result, you learn better jokes. I don't know. But I was reading something about how laughter might not seem like a priority, but that it affects the brain and can boost your mood. Are you surprised? Come on. You're not surprised by that, right? So if we aren't getting enough sleep and we're not laughing enough, that's a deadly combination to me. I was looking at this study that was done and what this researcher found in the UK, the University of Warwick, is this economics professor crunched some numbers and said that, you know, the fast track networks in the brain help you concentrate and focus. So if you want a productivity boost, the laughter is the thing. So I think I'm bringing back the joke a week, and we'll see if, I mean, maybe at least can make you chuckle, right? You know, of course, why not? All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden said the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will end by August 31st.
The drawdown is proceeding in a secure and orderly way. prioritizing the safety of our troops as they depart.
He said he knew the Afghan military will defend the government.
You have the Afghan troops have 300,000, well-equipped as any army in the world, and an Air Force, against something like 75,000 Taliban.
Critics say the withdrawal, which began during the Trump administration, will allow the Taliban to expand. Workers are still continuing to sift through the rubble at the condominium collapse in Surfside, Florida. The number of confirmed deaths are now at 64. The search for survivors switched to a recovery effort after authorities said there was no chance of life in the remains of the building. This is USA Radio News. A 5.9 earthquake near the California-Nevada border has forced transportation officials to close the highway due to rock slides. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Geophysicist Hannah Persley is with the U.S. Geological Survey and tells us it struck near Walker, California.
It was a shallow earthquake, magnitude 5.9. Because it's so shallow, it was also fairly strong. The shaking in Walker was very strong. The earthquake was felt widely through California and in parts of Nevada. As of right now, the earthquake has over 30 magnitude 2.5 or larger aftershocks.
She is able to pinpoint the epicenter of the quake.
The closest town to the earthquake is Walker, California. The earthquake is within a couple miles of the town.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wow, I can't wait to introduce you to our next guest. She is a ball of energy, and she's a game changer, I'm telling you. Tanya Chumley joins us, and she's got a book that's will really empower you, because I myself have done vision boards and I've seen how it works. And her book is Vision Boards Made Easy. And I think there's something, I'm glad she titled it that, because I think people think that it's so hard to do a vision board and there's so much they don't understand. And she is the queen of this. So Tanya, we're so excited to have you on. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. This is just wonderful. I'm so excited to speak to you and to everybody that's listening.
What led you down this path of doing vision boards in the first place and realizing the power of that?
It was back in 2005. I had my parents inform me that Oprah was doing a worldwide event with people that contributed to the book The Secret. And once they told me that, I knew I had to watch the series. So after seeing all the people explaining the process of The Secret, it was John Assaraf, after reading the book, John Assaraf, that had mentioned about how he manifested his house before he actually ended up living in the actual house. I was just blown away, and I thought to myself, hey, this can't be that easy. Really, it can't be that easy. What, you just get cardboard, cut pictures out, and you can manifest whatever you want. So at that time, I thought, well, I've got some health issues. I'm not very optimistic at the moment. I have no energy when I get up in the morning. So I end up getting some magazines, cutting out some pictures, and writing an affirmation in present tense. So that means putting something down, writing a sentence down about something you want to achieve before it happens. So I actually made my affirmation about my health that I'm healthy and feeling good. And so that was on there, pictures. And he more or less said, you just look at it and feel good when you're looking at your vision board. So I did that. After a few months, I could not believe the difference. I was getting out of bed full of life after feeling flat and having no motivation. My health was improving. Some of it came about as well due to action that I actually took as well, because the focus was there on this vision board that I made, and I actually kept it in my bedroom and would look at it most mornings, not every time, and I would only look at it, as he said, with good feeling. So that's what I started, and it went from there. It did, Kate, and I've made many vision boards since then with much success.
It's so exciting to hear you talk about it, and the fact that now you also do this for other people, teaching them how to do it. So give us a glimpse of your book. Somebody gets the book, they're listening to our conversation. What do you teach them to do so that they can also make a vision board and understand it?
Yes, I have a section covering subjects or different areas of your life, because when I actually run my vision boards, vision board workshops, people do not understand, and they're very much, I don't know what I want. I'm not sure, you know, what it is that I would like to make happen. They're feeling lack of motivation. So I show them this sheet, which is in the book, and they focus on areas to do with their health, their well-being, their career, many different areas, and I ask them to write down three things for those subjects. And from that, it makes it easier for them to go to the next step and make their vision board. With vision boards as well, it's really easy. All you need is all you really need to make one is cardboard, or you can use a pin-up board with thumbtacks as well. It's some magazines, or print some pictures from your computer using Google, anything that's inspiring.
I love it. So that's what you do.
Yes. It's very easy.
Wow. So, it's so interesting to think about what a game changer it's been for so many people. I've said that's happened to me, where I put things about Ireland on, and then suddenly I'm getting invited by the Irish Tourism Board to go on this big tour and to do shows from there twice, which I wouldn't really have imagined. But I did imagine it, and then put down, I didn't know the how, but I put it down, and then I saw what happened after that. And when people get your book and they go through it, what do you hope they take away from Vision Boards Made Easy?
Well, how simple it is. So the main goals from the book, and how easy it is to use, is having intention, knowing what it is that you want, writing down, firstly, then cutting out pictures, putting affirmations on your board, and from that is believing it will happen as well. And say, for example, if you're wanting to have a certain job or go on a holiday, say you want to go to Hawaii, to make that happen, you'd cut a picture of Hawaii that you really love, adhere that to the board. And then there will be an action step that you would need to take too. It could be that you inquire with the travel agent to see how much it's going to cost. Number two would be maybe that you put some money away in a jar, some coins in a jar, cash in a jar. So the focus is there, but the energy is moving forward in order for the goal to come. And from that, other circumstances will happen as well, and things that you will never believe. I can give you an example. I've always wanted to meet Oprah, and I ended up visualize meeting her sitting in her chair, on the Oprah show. And from that, I could not believe that I just made a vision board, and she was coming to Australia in Sydney. And from the vision board, I would look at it with intention. There would be a picture of her and also from a magazine, and there was words, win tickets to see Oprah. So I would look at it many, like every time that I was feeling good. From that, I let it go, and then I entered the competition on online, and it was only 3,000 tickets for the whole of Australia. And from that, I ended up asking my mum if she would come with me, and she said yes, of course. And I said, well, the action step is here, mum, that if we end up winning, you need to get on a plane to Sydney, because she's scared of flying. And she said, of course. So that was already putting it out there before it actually happened. And from that, I ended up getting an email saying I'd won tickets. I screamed the house down. I was like, oh, my gosh. Yes, I'm sure the whole neighbourhood thought something terrible happened to me. And then my work, they were like thrilled for me, and they said, oh, see, these vision boards must work. You know, even my husband, who was, you know, sort of thinking, oh, you were just lucky with your first couple, you know, making things happen. And so that was a great experience, going to Sydney with my mum, sharing that opportunity with her. I did see Oprah go past in the car because I really wanted to meet her. And then the opportunity came about 5 years later, and I did make a vision board in that meantime because I wanted to, you know, see her. And I thought the only way would be going to Chicago. But then her show had cancelled because she chose to do that. And I thought, well, that's not going to happen, is it? How am I going to meet her? And so I sort of let that go. And then I was working at a market this day, and a friend rang me and said, Tanya, you need to sit down because I've got news for you that's going to blow your mind. And I had it in my head, nah, it wouldn't be about Oprah or something, would it? And, of course, it was. She told me. And the whole market, which was in a huge shed, and they were all freaking out, screaming and carrying on for me. They couldn't believe it. And I said, well, I'll be meeting her. And it happened. And the circumstances of me actually meeting Oprah were quite strange indeed. There was a cost involved, but I was saving, and the money that I had saved wasn't affecting my family's what I contribute to my family. So I was just sitting there. I never, ever had that amount of money ever for myself, but I had enough to pay for a ticket to meet her in a VIP experience. And she's exactly what she is like on TV, very kind and friendly. And then I had to pinch myself. I had to pinch myself. And so that was just very amazing, very amazing. And, yes, I've got a photo of myself and her in my room here. And, yes, things are possible, not just with meeting, you know, famous people. Holidays. I've put trips on my vision boards. They've happened. I know people that have been very ill. They've taken photos of themselves smiling and then writing an affirmation underneath and saying, I am healthy, well, and I'm feeling good every single day. And their health has improved dramatically, especially for one person I know that was constantly sick and ending up in hospital every year with pneumonia.
Wow.
And this man has not been in hospital for 8 years when he was in there every single year for 4 years in a row, just with his health.
Wow.
Just with his health, yes.
Just incredible. The bottom line is go and get this book, Vision Boards Made Easy. Tanya, thank you so much. You can get it on Amazon. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate. And I just say to everybody out there, please just make some effort, focus on your goals. Anything you want to have in your life, make it happen. Just put some effort in, and then after you've made your vision board, take some action, and you see what comes to you and how you manifest it into your life. Anything is possible.
Boy, I agree with you. Anything is possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
That my next guest and I have something in common. We were both bookworms. And there's no, we're like coming into that time of year where it's so great to read, meaning through the summer, then you go into the fall, and then boom, it's Christmas. And these would books would be great gifts. And I think about when I was a kid and I was into like Nancy Drew. I wish I had a character like Stormy Summers. And Stormy Summers is her main character. And she's written 7 books, the Stormy Summers 5th grade detective series. Everything from book 1, Museum Mayhem, to, I love this book 7 title, Literacy Larceny. Very, very clever, and everything in between. Erin, thanks for joining us.
So much for having me on.
So what led you to writing these books? What drove you to this?
Well, I'm a third grade teacher, and one thing that I have noticed with my kids over the years is the more focus on reading comic books or maybe doodling in a notebook rather than reading good quality academic books. And when I talk to my kids about it, you know, why are you choosing a comic book to read rather than the huge library of books that I have to read? They all told me, well, you know, we just really don't like those characters. We can't connect with them. So that's what I wanted to create with for my kids. Kids want to read about kids just like them. So when I outlined my 3 characters, Stormy, Gabriella, and Cassie, I based those kids off of a lot of the qualities that I see in my students today. And Stormy herself is even based off me and my best friend when we were kids.
Wow, so how fun. What does your best friend think about you writing about a character that's like her?
She thinks it's kind of cool and funny, especially how much Stormy loves chocolate, because that is exactly like my friend. I mean, you put chocolate in front of her, and it will not last 2 seconds. Same thing with Stormy. Keep her out of the candy aisle.
There you go. I understand. I can relate to that. So take us through the first one. You come up with the first one, and what's the premise of Museum Mayhem?
So Museum Mayhem is kind of my way of introducing the characters. You meet the girls, and they're getting ready to go on to this fifth grade field trip to a local museum. And this museum is actually based off a Native American museum that you can go to in Phoenix, which is where the girls are based in Arizona. I live here, so I base the girls here as well. So they go to this field trip, and while they're there, the museum gets robbed of a priceless Native American artifact, a squash blossom necklace. Now, the girls are right in this room when it happens, so they're pretty freaked out. And Stormy, being the curious kid that she is, she's into the mysteries, and now she has had a real mystery dropped in her lap. So she cannot resist trying to figure out who, what, when, where, and how. So she goes on this little detective tour, and Cassie and Gabriella come along with her to help her out.
So the premise of these books, too, is that's what happens, that she's got this curiosity and this sort of detective need to figure things out, right?
Very much so. And that's something that I notice in a lot of my kids, too. They're kind of inquisitive, and they want to know why. So I wanted to create characters that were very similar to them.
Yeah. And again, you can get all seven of these books, by the way, on Amazon. Just look up Erin Danko. Do you have a favorite of all these books?
Oh, goodness. Favorite. That's a hard one. I've loved them all. I probably have to think, though, that my favorite one will be the third book, Festive Fashion Fiasco. In that book, Gabriella, she's a fashionista, and she enters the school fashion show for the holidays. And it's this twisting, winding, crazy little tour all around the school. So you get to explore the school, you get to explore the girls, and meet all kinds of crazy characters.
Yeah. Wow. It sounds so interesting. And I was really curious about the seventh book that I said, that I mentioned too, Literacy Larceny. That's a tongue twister. Tell us about that one.
Oh, I love alliteration in my titles, if you can't tell off from our alliteration. But yeah, that one is actually my most recent. I have to laugh at this. I have a friend who also works in the school district with us as a librarian. So we were kind of just joking around one day, and he's kind of like, you know what, you really should write a book about me. I am quite the character. Well, being the author that I am, never give me ideas. I will run with them. So I actually created a book with my friend, the librarian, as the main character and the main suspect.
Ah.
What happens? Oh, yes. I had a lot of fun writing that one. So what happens in that book is Stormy's hero author is coming to their campus to give a once-in-a-lifetime tutorial with all her tips and tricks. It's like, picture your favorite author coming in to have a one-on-one class with you, kind of like a master class in-person kind of thing. So Stormy's
wow.
Super excited. Yeah, it's incredible. So her favorite author, Casey Morrison's, sets up this scavenger hunt, considering what kind of author just gives away their secrets, right? She's going to make them work for it and send them on a scavenger hunt all across the campus. Well, during the scavenger hunt, one of the kids actually ends up getting a little hurt. Nothing too serious, but the librarian, who is everybody's favorite, gets the blame.
Ooh.
And the girls are like, yeah, they're all freaking out. The whole school is like, wait, what? No way. I mean, he's crazy and he's wacky and he's awesome. But he'd never do something to hurt a kid, even on accident. So the girls rush to try to clear his name, and they accidentally prove he was guilty.
I love it. It's just so interesting. It pulls you in. I like that the fact that in teaching you realize this, that kids want to see other kids that are like them. That's brilliant. So people want to learn more about you, and you have some really interesting passions. Like, you're a Star Wars fan. I became a Star Wars fan, so I can completely relate to that. You have five cats. Five cats. Wow.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes,
you got to write
five.
About these cats. You got to write about these cats, Aaron.
Yeah, they're coming. Stormy might end up with five cats pretty soon here.
Wow. But you're just a terrific children's mystery author. So you can get the books on Amazon, but what's your website, too?
So if you go to, I have a Wix website for Stormy.
Okay.
So it's my Wix website, Stormy Summers. You can also go to StormySummers5thGradeDetective.com, and you can go there and get lots of different information about her.
All right. Excellent. Well, we wish you the best. We can't wait to see what's next, what's up with your characters, and keep influencing the world, the kids, getting them involved in reading. These would make just great gifts. That's the first thing I thought, because it reminded me of Nancy Drew, a modern-day Nancy Drew, with friends and figuring out the mysteries and the curiosities. So, Aaron, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you again so much for having me.
All right, so interesting to me, and why I think this is interesting, is I know a lot of people listening are parents, grandparents, teachers, and she has such a point when Erin said she looked at the kids and saw the reading comics, and they're just doodling, and they imagine if they could get really involved in reading and get involved in stories. And I think of how that was fueled by my mother, and also in going to school. Some of you might remember this. They had these things called SRA readers, and you would read these short stories. And, of course, that I think, really got your curiosity going, and you wanted to read more books. And in her books, she takes these girls on these adventures that that you can see how kids would see it, and they would ooh and ah and be involved in it, because it reminded me, kind of across, and it makes sense, that she's a fan of Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo, where are you? It's crazy, because my husband can do that voice, and Scooby-Doo was featured heavily in his life and mine too. So the whole idea of the mysteries and solving whatever was going on, and some of them were just crazy, and so she's taken, I think, these things, these elements of all of our childhoods, by the way, and wrap them into these books, which are wonderful. And as I mentioned, anything that gets any child into reading, where they can sit down and they've got one book and another mystery to go on to and another one. There is something about that continuation, right? Because you want more, you want more. And I think the more you get children into that, the more they become hooked and will read that much more, right? Yeah, video games are cool. Listen, I know, but there is something cool about reading for sure. So we thank her for coming on, and we thank all of you for listening. Make it count, everybody. Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.